This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Hello, listeners. It is Sloan here in the studio, out of breath and late, as always. But you know what? I do my best. Today was definitely not one of my better days. I just turn around and grab my insulin pump, which, you know, happens to the best of us. And by the best of us, I mean diabetics almost exclusively. Still a pain, though. Anyways, don't know what that was, but we're going to be listening to some 60s music right now. I just listened to a podcast about Jane Fonda, who I think is just so cool. She just did so much cool things in the 60s, 70s, a lot of really awesome activism, a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and I kind of made a playlist of songs that I feel like, I don't know, give me that Jane Fonda energy, that vibe that I love and think is so awesome about her. So, that's actually not what we're going to be listening to today, though. Today, we're going to be listening to something else, because I remembered that I already played that a couple weeks ago. We're going to play Jukebox 60 Pop, because I haven't done that yet, or we could listen to whiny music. You know what? Screw it. I want to listen to whiny music. We're doing whiny today. I hope you all enjoy. First up, we have some car seat headrest. Being the edgy person I am, and I am on aux 2, so I'm just gonna turn that right on, and we'll get into the music. I hope you enjoy.
I'm so sorry. depressed. You haven't tried hard enough to like it. Haven't seen enough of this world yet. But it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts to stop your whining shy again. No one wants to cause you pain. They're just trying to let some air in, but you.
ship. We're wasting away. Bit by bit, everyone is gone. And everything's changed. It won't ever be the same. And when it's over, we'll say this winter has been so rough. Oh, it was cold, but still it wasn't cold enough to freeze the blood beneath my spine. And at least I survived.
I got sober intentions, cause I'm always fucking sober, and I have every intention of being your next crazy ex-girlfriend. No shame in saying it out loud, and I didn't even like you that much, but I can't stop writing songs about you. Hope you like them, hope you like them, hope you do. Hope your new boyfriend likes them. Hope he sings along with you. And I got sober intentions, but I'm stumbling drunk off anger. I can't stop singing. I'm spitting words like fire straight at you. I'm sorry if I burned your cute new hairdo. And I don't even hate you that much, but I can't stop being sad about this. I have had it, I have had it, I'm a mess. I'm going crazy over a goddamn Facebook status. And I got sober intentions, but I'm strung out on emotions. I'm angry, inspired, I'm on fire, and I'm sitting on my bed, throwing a tantrum while playing my guitar.
More than I did.
I hope he loves you more than I did.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, I lost you, but I won't chase you. I still don't blame you for making me stall when I learned how to drive your car, because your best friends were all too sad to take you to the airport. But I miss you every minute of every day. Tell me why can't you still make a decision, cause I'm getting better at crying without making any noise. All I want is your voice in my head and your hair in my bed. Please tell me why I'm so afraid of dying alone. So scared and so stoned, but I don't know what I need. So just tell me what you need. You're all I need. Just please don't make me.
Sitting by the ocean, you can teach the seventh grade. Do you think because you chose to, you always don't remember the way you're supposed to? I've been talking to the mall through a bunch of where you're supposed to. There's no way you can talk to certain people. Wonder how long since you can last. Pretty sure those people don't think about that. Who the fuck's up now? Get away, you think, because you're just human. You think there's a difference, you think they are. Never really.
$1,000 somehow shakes all responsibility. But it's not easy. She looks me dead in the eyes and says, "Hey, Brian, if you still believe in the Lord above, get on your hands and knees and pray for us. And said, "Hey, Brian, if you still believe in the Lord above, get on your hands and knees and pray for us. Get on your hands and knees and pray for us. Because freshness is expected from any hip-hop artist. I avoid using traditional techniques. Techniques, 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 techniques.
The sunset shore.